At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to talk a little bit now about, where is it at? Here, I got it right here. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about, do you guys remember John Hinckley? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Does the name John Hinckley ring a bell? It should, if you are in my age demographic, then you should remember a little bit about who John Hinckley is. John Hinckley was a person who really goes down in history. Let me do this. Before we go there, I am joined by Professor Bob Harvey, all the way from sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, good morning to you, Professor Harvey. How you doing, sir? Professor Harvey?
Yeah, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing, sir?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing fine, Professor Harvey, but I was speaking earlier and asking questions about if there's anything that can be done to stop Republicans from taking back over the House and the Senate, and is there anything Democrats can do? And I also was talking about the fact that these average citizens who are going to vote against their best interests, knowing what Republicans stand for and what they're getting ready to do, why they would turn that over to a party that could care less about the average citizen. To somehow think and believe, Professor Harvey, that giving control over the House and the Senate to Republicans is going to change inflation, is going to somehow, make things better for them as they struggle. I don't understand that. Help me understand that, Professor Harvey.
Well, see, Errol, a lot of times we focus. I was watching C-SPAN yesterday, one of the channels, and I was listening to Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore is the archetypical conservative, you know, who gave economic advice to Donald Trump, and he's always praising the Republican Party. And I tried to call in yesterday online. I was not successful because I guess it was a long wait. Because usually with C-SPAN, they give you, they rotate with a Republican,
right,
a Democrat, and then an independent. But I couldn't get through. But I've, been seeing Stephen Moore over the years. He's always this economic guru and genius, praising Trump for the great economic things that occurred in the whole bit, and he completely ignoring the fact that how they put farmers on welfare. And that's rural America again, the Donald Trump, because by cutting out those seasonal workers coming from Central and from Mexico and Central America, those seasonal workers were the ones that came in and did all the hard back-breaking work that Americans refused to do.
Right.
Working in the fields and the whole bit and in the canneries. And amazingly, as you sit there and listen to him, he was campaigning for Donald Trump. That's what he was doing, saying that when Donald Trump was in good economic times. But what people fail to understand are two other dynamic reasons why the economy is so bad and why when the Republicans get in, the damage that they do. Donald Trump spent $8 trillion in 4 years. That's $2 trillion a year. And a lot of it was caused by that tax cut, you know, that massive right. tax cut that he gave. Well, 85% of the money went to the wealthy and the corporations. It didn't go to people. So, you know, with the Republicans in charge, you are going to have the table set to automatically jack up the cost of things. And delay getting anything done. That's what happened with Obama. If you remember, Obama accomplished the Affordable Care Act and the credit card overhaul. He did several other major things, but he did it in his first 2 years.
Right.
After his first 2 years, the Republicans, if you remember, took back they took back the
Senate,
the House, and then John Boehner went to war and went to work, crippling everything that Obama did. And then in 2015, the 115th Congress came along, and the Republicans took over the Senate, and Obama was in real trouble then. So for only 2 years of Obama's eight, only two, did he have, where the Democrats were in control, more positive legislation was passed than any time since the days of Lyndon Baines Johnson and a Democrat. So, you know, one of the things that people fail to look at is the fact that the Senate and that the House of Representatives, this House and the Senate, they dictate a lot of what we are doing right now with this economic mess. And if you go back and look at what happened with Bill Clinton, the same thing happened with Clinton. Clinton comes in 93 when he takes over. And up until 95, we got a whole lot of stuff done, including passing the huge omnibus bill that eventually led to balancing the budget a few years later. Shortly after that, Newt Gingrich took over in 95. And boy, he went after Bill Clinton, you know, and wanting to be president, because people don't realize that the Speaker of the House is the third ranking member in leadership in this country. Well, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no, right. I said third.
That's what makes it so prominent. So, you know, McCarthy, who had been licking Donald Trump's boots, he's going to be, and even if, you know, he would make life miserable for Joe Biden for the next 2 years. We're going to see it's a whole lot of hell going on. And it becomes a sickness that the Democrats this saw too soon, because the other part of that third wheel is taking over the state governments. I mean, when you start measuring what's happening with the economy, and I went and looked at the debt clock, you know, and just looked at that thing, and then I went through each, and I went through about 50 states, about 25 states, you know, just looking at them. Era all of but one. We're in debt.
So, Professor Harvey, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Professor Bob Harvey is on the line. We'll be right back.